Hi, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the radio show that you are listening to on bbsradio.com. And tonight is a very special program. And Akashic Wisdom is a show about the Akashic Records. And it's all about your life and what to listen for in your heart. And the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. And tonight we have some extra special guests on. And it's a very special night because we just finished our first ever video conference webinar, which means that I was able to teach the level one Akashic Records workshop to people that were residing in New York, Colorado, Washington State, and California, all at the same time. And what was great about it is everybody could talk to each other, and we could see each other, and everybody got their special attention, hopefully. And it felt wonderful. And we have to do a real big shout-out to Sharon for helping moderate and facilitate. And we have some of the guests on tonight. Lori Rayon, you'll remember her from last week. And then we also have, I'm thinking we have Annette, and
we do.
Susie. Is that right?
Yes, they're here.
Say okay, hello. Hi there, Lori. This is Lori Rayon,
everybody.
We're all here.
Okay. So, you know, my listening audience, ladies and gentlemen, we want to tell you that during the Akashic Record workshop, you learn how to access your own personal Akashic Records. And so we're going to hear from these folks who were there what their impression was of the class and how they felt about accessing the records. So who's going to go first tonight, Lori?
I don't know. Who wants to go first? Nanette, do you want to? Sissy's opening her record, so
okay.
We can talk to Nanette. She just opened hers.
Okay, great. Hi, Nanette.
Hi, Donna.
So how are you tonight?
I'm feeling great. Today was an incredible experience, and yesterday as well.
What was your favorite part of the workshop?
Oh, boy. I actually liked the part where we went into our favorite book, or a book we hadn't read. I thought that was pretty interesting how the information came through.
Did you get good information?
Did you get new information?
Yes, I did.
That's great. And what else did you like about the workshop?
Wow.
We're glowing.
That's a difficult question.
Remember, everybody's just glowing.
Yeah. Wow. I liked the way it was set up. All the information that we've learned. There was so much information in the last 2 days. I'm still processing it all. But I love that we're able to get that information, you know, directly from the guides and the masters and the loved ones. And it gives us insight into things we might not even know about ourselves. You know,
that's what the records work is all about. What drew you to the records? Why did you decide to take this class?
Well, I had a spiritual coaching session with Lori.
Ding, ding.
And it came up. I just followed that. I followed the guidance from the masters. They kind of nudged me in that direction, and it felt perfect. It felt really good. It felt a perfect segue for me, what I was doing, what I'm learning. So
that's great. And so,
and
was
just
it,
so everybody
was
knows
it,
what she's talking about, is part of the work that we do, in addition to the Akashic Record work, is we help people restore telepathy into their lives to activate that part of themselves that is a God-given ability that many people have, well, everyone has, and to talk to animals, to talk to angels, to talk to nature, and that part of us sometimes is just shut down, and that's a part of our work. And the Akashic Records, of course, are the perfect complement to that. So when she's talking about her guide, she's talking about her master guide team, and she's very quickly restoring her clairvoyant abilities and her clairaudient abilities.
That's great. That's great. And so, well, we really appreciate you being in the class, Nanette, and I know that you and I had a consultation, and that was nice, and it was good working with you. And again, it's all about, you know, finding out new information that we can work with that makes us more comfortable in our skin, right?
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Donna. Thank you very much. I learned so much from you and my consultation and then with the class. Just glowing over here. It's just amazing.
Well,
we've gone
great.
To heaven and have not come back.
What did you? I didn't hear you, Laurie. What?
We went to heaven and we're not coming back.
Heaven on earth.
Well, that's great because it's always available, you know.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Who else is there that wants to talk?
Here's Susie.
Okay. Hi, Susie.
Hi, Donna. This is Susie.
Hello.
So I had a great time at class as well. I had a really awesome experience. You asked us to keep our records open overnight, and I went on a walk at midnight because it just felt really good to do that. And I just felt so much love from everything around me, so much that I just had to stop and touch every single tree to tell it that I loved it.
Wow.
And there were probably 20 trees or more where I was walking, so you can imagine walking around these trees.
Wow.
And I actually got caught one time. I was kind of hugging this one tree. It was a palm tree, and I was just kind of hugging it, and all of a sudden I saw this guy come to his door, and he flashed the light off and on, and so I had to go. But
you should ask him to come out and hug the tree with you, see what he said.
But it was really most amazing just feeling all the love. You know, all the love from the trees and enjoying the, I don't know, I want, like their aliveness and their ability to reach out and love you too. It was totally awesome.
That's great. That's wonderful. And so tell me, Susie, what drew you to take the Akashic Record workshop?
I'm kind of at a transformation point in my life, and I'm seeking some kind of answers. So it was a really good fit for me as well. And I've known Laurie for a really long time, so she suggested it was a good time for it, and I agreed.
Well, that's great. And so what was your favorite part of the workshop?
You know, I... Wow. Yeah, there was
all of it.
So much. Really, that was really, truly awesome. I really, really loved learning about the grace points because I do biofeedback, and I work a lot with cancer clients. And so the idea that I could go in, you know, while I'm working on the clients and actually have a grace point to give me clarity about where I need to go seemed totally awesome to me. So the grace points were just an awesome part of the learning for me.
That's great. Good job. Wow, that's wonderful. Okay. All right. Well, so you do biofeedback work, and you're going to use the whole Akashic Records as well as, you know, as well as the grace points in your work. Is that right?
Yes, and I think it will greatly help me to be able to reach out and heal people. And I'm not the one that heals, actually, they are, but, you know, to lead and guide into that that healing modality.
Right, and just know that when you do your biofeedback work, you can have your own personal records open, and it'll give you insight as to how you can best serve the client that's in front of you.
That's most awesome. That's definitely my plan.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's, we look forward to having you in a level 2 come fall. That'd be great.
Sounds fun to me.
Okay. So, and is Annette there?
No, Annette had to go back home and go to work. She's been, you know, she had to go be attentive to that. But she loved it, and she's very excited.
Well, that's great. So, Laurie, this was our first experience with this video conference. What was your impression?
A lot of people have asked me that. I talked to even our dear sister Joanne last night, and she said, were they able to stay focused because Donna, wasn't physically in the room? And I said, actually, they were more focused, and there was no crosstalk, which happens when you're all in the room together. So there was an advantage to the focus where people really stayed focused. They really listened, to everything you said, and there wasn't a lot of any other chatter. So that part I thought was really good because I was watching how everyone stayed tuned to it because, we just had the one computer screen. So, and I was very much enjoying the feedback, and I was enjoying the way people asked their questions through texting and then raising their hand. I was very impressed with the technology, and I'm very, very happy about it being in our lives now.
Yeah. Well, I was very happy too because one of our other participants her name was Rachel, and part of her evaluation, she was just amazed. She was kind of concerned that she wasn't going to be able to feel the energy of the group, and yet she still felt very clearly the energy of the group, and I definitely felt the energy of the group.
We're feeling it now. Of course, for people who work with energy, we all know that, if anything, I don't know how to explain it where people might be able to understand it. Maybe you can help us, Donna, but something's happening with the energy now where long distance sometimes is even more powerful when we do healing.
That's what I noticed with this. I noticed that there are times where in a group that where I'm in person, sometimes people get distracted just by other people. Whereas a person, and I was very surprised about this myself, that in this workshop, everybody was so focused that it's almost like they didn't have anything else distracting them. So that they could really do their journaling, do their work. They were in the comfort of their own home, so they felt safe, okay? And I also have what I was also being told is that because no one else was, quote unquote, around them specifically other than at your house, with each everybody in their own homes, they didn't feel like they had a, quote unquote, perform. It's like they could do the journaling exercises without worrying about, the person next to me is writing more than I am.
Right. No competition.
And so they were able to bring forth in purity what was important to them without feeling that they had to come up to the other person's performance. I mean, I think there's a little bit of that, but not as much as what I have noticed in a in-person group. And I thought that was great,
Right, because when we're in the groups and we're sharing, there is a little pressure, I think, from people, particularly new people, to feel they have to respond verbally to every exercise when they don't really want to. And this time they didn't have to. There was nobody looking at their face going, are you going to share? Because sometimes you want to share and sometimes you don't. And this gave them the opportunity to choose.
Absolutely. And one of the questions, just for the listening audience, this was a very profound group that was taking this class. I mean, it was quite an interesting group in the fact that right out of the gate, the masters, teachers, and loved ones came up with such a profound question that I was amazed. First of all, the question that we started out with today, I'll see if I can remember that they're going to give me it. Yeah, it was, what dream, intention, or goal, and something like that, have you buried that needs to be resurrected?
I like that question very much.
That was a huge question, and this wonderful group just took it and flew with it. They really did a wonderful job of being able to bring forth their information. And what I also noticed is that they were very succinct in their work. They kind of got right to the point. They got what they needed, and they got and moved on. And that the profundity and yet the simplicity of working with the records was very evident today.
I like that, the profundity and the simplicity, because when you ask a question like that and you're in the records, you have to be really ready to hear, because the record keepers, the master teachers and loved ones, the lords of the Akasha, they do not bump around. They just come right out with it. And when you ask a question like that, you better be ready to hear it. And this group was. They're very advanced in their spirituality and in their intentional, what the whales call the intentional evolution in their life is very clear. Every single one of them was on this very clear path to evolve.
Well, absolutely. And what I may want to tell the audience is, although, you know, I'm a teacher, I'm a certified teacher of the Akashic Records through Akashic Records Consultants International, the real beings, the real energy that runs these classes are the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Record. I consider I'm their voice during the time, but the questions that come forward are all coming from the masters, teachers, and loved ones, and the format of how things are presented, even though there's a manual, it all comes from the masters, teachers, and loved ones. It's totally spirit-driven, and I always marvel at how perfect everything ends up being. You know, I mean, technology aside, it never ceases to amaze me. I never get tired of being in the energy and being amazed. I just love it. It's absolutely marvelous.
Yeah.
So,
even though it's a structured system, it's always very much takes place every class in the here and now.
Right. And every class is different.
Yes, but that's what I mean.
There are similarities, but the information that people
this work is for life. You know, you don't get done. You don't go, oh, I know everything I need to know about the universe.
Sure.
You can keep asking more questions, and it changes, you know, the information that's available to us in every single day.
Well, that's a really good point, Lori. What happens with this is that you could ask pretty much the same question almost every day and allow yourself to go deeper
into
the information.
I'm joking.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm making a joke here. It's like every single day I can say, where am I going to live?
And I'll come up with a different place.
That's right. Every day.
Well, I think, you know, it's coming to me that we need to help you with this. And
okay.
So I want the listening audience to hear this. Our friend, Lori Rayon Anderson, is her goal and intention is to create a healing center in the Oceanside, Carlsbad area, or wherever she's drawn, but that's your kind of favorite area. Isn't it right on the beach there?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So this is her favorite area. This is where she's energetically aligned, and it's she and Puda. Puda is her cat, and we'll talk about Puda in a minute. But what Lori wants to create is a healing center, and what Lori needs is a structure that she can call her own, and she needs to be able to easily afford it. Free would be great, but if not, then you know, a reasonable rent or purchase price. The other thing is it needs to be near the water, and what you as an owner would get in return is a place that would be loved, cared for, and whose the vibration would be raised to the highest level of integrity of work. And so if you have a property that Lori Rayon Anderson would benefit by knowing, and you would benefit by having her be in your property, then you need to call her, and you need to make this possible. Or maybe you know somebody in that area that wants to raise the vibration of their property, and it's the perfect place for herself, Puda, her cat. She has two cats. One is Puda, one is Samuel. She also has a roommate, and it needs to be large enough to be able to have a wonderful living room for classes and healing rooms for consultations, and it needs to be on a beautiful piece of land that is very near the water. So if you have anything like that, we're really open for Lori to come take a look at it. And so here's Lori's telephone number. Lori, give them your telephone number so they can call you with a very perfect property.
It's 619-271-9461. That's 619-271-9461.
And if they want to email you pictures of this wonderful property, give them your email.
Okay. My email is laurierion@yahoo.com. I'll spell it. It's laurierion.com. Oh, sorry, not .com. That's my website. It's laurierion@yahoo.com is my email.
Right. And I have full faith that somebody's going to end up contacting you one way or another. You never know who's going to hear this.
That's right. Yeah.
You know? And I'm also receiving that you need to start putting up notices of what you want in all the different areas where you would like to live.
Okay. I will do that.
Like,
it's
wanted.
Time to go fishing.
You know,
yeah.
And describe exactly the property that you want and the location that you want.
Well, we want a 2 or 3 bedroom. There's 2 single women together here, living together, and we have the 2 healing cats that, and 1 little dog. And we would like a place with a yard. And I work with the ocean. You know, I'm a spiritual healer, and I work with whale and dolphin energy. So I do spend as much time as possible walking on the beach, being in the water, and of course taking the boat trips with the whales and dolphins. So I want to be near the ocean. If I can't be directly on it, I want to be near it. Right now I'm 5 blocks from the beach, and you know, I'm having to leave, and I'm sad because I haven't found the next best place, but I know I will. So.
Yep. And by the way, she's ready at a moment's notice to move into a new place. So, you know,
we could move fairly quickly. Yes, we could.
Yeah. Yeah, have key, we'll travel.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
So that's great.
Thank you, Donna, for that offering.
You're welcome. Oh, well, you know what? My philosophy is if you don't ask, you don't get.
Yeah. There's even an old Bible verse, right, that says, ask and you will receive. Knock and the door will be open. So here we go.
That's
we're knocking,
right.
Everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Lori, why don't you talk a little bit about what you do in your boat trips and things like that? You've got some things coming up, and you know, we can talk a little bit about a level 2 coming up in fall,
we're
going to be putting on a.
If you didn't already know, I'm an Akashic Records consultant and have been for quite a few years. I think about 4 years now. It's a big part of my work is doing the Akashic Record work, and in addition to that, you know, I am a spiritual healer, and I, you know, make my living full time now doing, you know, what I call healing and clearing sessions. And I actually access whale energies and angelic energies, and I'm learning more all the time from the animals about how to program crystals for healing. So I do that, and I facilitate boat trips where people can go out and meet the whales and dolphins up close and personal. And because I am an animal communicator, interspecies communicator, I bring forth messages from the group consciousness of the whales and the dolphins. And now it looks like I'm going to be working with seals. The seals have approached me quite bluntly from Catalina Island and said, we'd like to speak too. Thank you very much. So I'll be working with them now, which will be fun. And for those of you that don't know, my partner is a cat. She's a one of the master's teachers and loved ones of the Akashic Record. She's a very enlightened angelic being that actually one of her aspects or incarnations is in the body of a cat that travels with me. She's quite unique. You know, looks like a cat, walks around like a cat, but she, you know, she does conferences and classes, and she travels on the boat with me. She travels in the car. She goes to many cities. You know, we just came from going to Arizona. She's happier when she's in front of the people or working on someone than she is when she's just running around being a cat. So she's really dedicated this life to service, and she's very delightful to be with. She's sitting here looking at us. She was participatory today in the video conference. And I also have another healing cat who's a grounded, he's more of a grounder. He helps people remove their allergies. So I don't exactly know how he has all his special gifts, but he has quite a few of his own testimonials, and he works each day to keep Puda and I both very grounded. So we work in a sense of triangulating our energies. the three, you know, being that they're my two cat children, and I'm their human mom, even though, of course, there's quite a bit more going on. And then I am a spiritual life coach. We've developed a coaching program through the Akashic, how it first came forward, to help people, again, find empowerment in their lives in a variety of ways, but first and foremost, to restore their ability to be telepathic and their ability to trust what we call life wave communication that's available to them every day. So that's in helping them understand a little bit more about how the DNA works, because the dolphins are always giving us information about how to rewire their DNA, and to talk to the other beings in their lives. In other words, use all the help that God gave us here that is formless into their lives, to bring that into their lives in a brand new way that works. And we're seeing a lot of interesting things happen. And then I work also with McLean Masterworks Healing, and they facilitate events for me. And currently I'm teaching the Merkaba, the Living Merkaba Meditation, pineal activation, and showing a new film that I made about whales and dolphins on July 16th in Laguna Beach, if you're interested. It's a full-day workshop. And then we're doing a chartered boat trip on July 17th out of Dana Point. And it's a beautiful, beautiful boat with a, can take about 50 people out. And we go out and spend the whole day with the whales and dolphins, talking to them and receiving their healing. And then in about 2 weeks, I'm going to be in Catalina for the first time, doing really up-close and personal dolphin trips on a little Zodiac boat where we can touch the dolphins. And they come up and they play with us, and we're going to have a lot of fun this summer. And you can also get in the water and snorkel over there, so you can see all the beautiful fish and marine life. And we're calling it PUDA's Catalina Dolphin Discovery. Emphasis on cat for Catalina. So we have a lot of pots on the stove, but we're having a good time.
That's great. That's great. Well, yeah, and it's, and you're serving humanity in a very, very important way, and that's what's important. Absolutely very important. So, well, you know, it's interesting. Some of the questions that came forward today on the about the Akashic Records energies, anybody that's there would like to share some of the information they received and some of the questions?
Well, we can ask them. Do you want to get your notes? Is there anything you'd like to share?
Let me get my notes.
They're going to get their notes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing is it's really the information that comes forward from the Akashic Records. What's important, ladies and gentlemen, is to understand it's really, we're not really working with psychic and information. We're working with here and now information of how you can feel more comfortable in your skin and why certain things have happened. That's not to make a distinction of psychic, one is better than the other. It's just different. This is
right. It is different. It's very profound. I always tell people it's like going into the super, super, super library with all the books and scrolls, and everything that you'd ever want to know is available to you there. It's just in the way you learn to navigate through the library.
That's right. Absolutely. It's a great way of explaining it. And I always like to call it, it's like, like God's search engine, you know? It's like God's Google.
It's a search engine, that's right.
So
yeah.
You can find anything you want out. It's all in the way you structure your questions.
Yeah,
so,
you just have to learn to operate the big supercomputer, which is not too hard to do, is it? It's pretty easy, actually.
Well, again, now we access the Akashic Records through a sacred prayer, and the prayer itself is a vibrational key that shifts the energy to make the information accessible. So what these lovely ladies are going to give you a sample of, there's a total of 10 people on the call today. It wasn't huge. See, what's important is what I'm finding is we're probably going to do these more often with smaller groups like this, because when we have a small group like this, everybody can be heard, and we're able to get all the exercises in, and we're able to have a really healthy sharing for people. And it's very personalized work, and it's very interactive work. So
that's right.
So who would like to go first?
I'll do one first.
Okay, Nanette is ready. Here, I'm going to move the phone over here. There you go.
So Nanette, would you just share the question and then your answer?
The question was, what dream, desire, goal, intention have I buried that needs to be resurrected? And mine came forth about regaining my power as a goddess from the Palladian world to teach love, compassion, hope, and fearlessness of the experiences that have been brought forth, to travel with love, All right, here with my writing here. To travel with love inside you and around you, to speak out loud your truths, wisdom, and great insights from the vibrational shifts experienced in previous lifetimes. It's time to break free from your imaginary bonds. Remember always the sacrifices made to bring love and light back. Remember the lessons from Atlantis. Bring forth the knowledge. It is time. It is time. It is time.
Very nice. Very nice. Now talk to me about how your body felt when that information was coming forward.
It's a little hard to hear you, Donna.
I said talk to me about how your body felt when you brought that information forward.
Very much in the now. I felt very calm and relaxed, and I didn't feel like there were a lot of other thoughts coming in to distract me. So I felt very, very at peace. And
very good.
There was a buzzing in the crown, so letting me know that it was open.
Right. Well, that's what happens. And again, for our listening audience, this energy source of the work of the Akashic Records is the heart connected to the mind that goes to source. And so when your crown chakra opens, sometimes people get a headache, sometimes they feel a tingling, sometimes there's a buzzing, but you can always feel like something's going on. And there's a distinct difference, and I don't know if you folks notice it or not, but there's a difference between when your records are open and when they're closed. Did you notice that, Annette?
I did. In fact, I noticed a couple of times I was looking at just items in the room, and there was a plant outside, and I noticed how vibrant the color was. And also I was seeing, like, lights, you know, on the wall, and just a lot of different things caught my attention that I don't think I would normally notice. So
you mean when your records were open?
When my records were open, yes.
Right, right. Very interesting. Great. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Anybody else want to share there?
I really do want to share something, and this was kind of in your teachings, Donna, and yet it was so profound to me that it was kind of life-changing for me. And it was you started out and you were talking about our planet being a planet of pain and struggle and fear. And then you talked about how fear was created to hold down the human race. And then with that, you said fear hardens us. And I thought about all the times in my life when I've been hard-hearted, you know, when I have had no compassion, you know, when I've had fights with my family or people at work or whatever. And then you said that fear separates us. And I thought about how true that is, that when we are in fear, when these things are hard in our hearts, we are totally separate. And that's not who we really are. And so then you went on to say that people without fear have no excuses, and that one of the greatest things that we can do is to face the truth about our own excuses. And that really was so life-changing to me because, you know, there's so many things for us to, quote, fear in our lives. But if we're not separate from things, then there isn't that fear, and then there aren't excuses. Just like you said, there's if you don't have the fear, there's no excuses. He did this or she did that, because there's no reason for it anymore. So I'm very grateful to you for that. Again, very, very life changing for me.
Well, that's great, and you know you have a copy of that that you can reread anytime you want. You know.
About the fear?
Uh-huh. That's the dialogue. That's the copy of the dialogue that I was reading. I mean, I made other comments that were not on there, but the dialogue that came forward, that it was a sample, is what I left as an attachment for you folks.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can reread that dialogue and get even more... If you reread the dialogue with your records open, it'll come even more clear.
I love that. And then if I could just add one more thing, sure. about same thing, that fear, and I'm mad or I'm angry or whatever, or I'm hurt. You also talked to us about seeing what is the gift of the wounding. And I thought, again, that was so profound because, again, you're looking at separation, but when you're clearing that and the fear, then there's a gift there. There's the silver lining.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that the master's teachers and loved ones have talked about and taught is that until we're able to see the gift of the wounding, we cannot heal. Because only when, if you think about a wound, like a situation or something that has hurt, and that's a wound, and if you allow that wound to fester, and you keep picking at the scab, and you keep picking and picking and remembering and remembering and only focusing on the wound, it'll never heal. Whereas if you allow the scab to go over the wound and you allow the body to heal that wound, then it will eventually, the scab will dry, fall off, and you'll have new skin. The body forgives the wounds. The personality wants to keep hold of them. And so it's really important for us as humans to be able to look and see the gift of the woundings that we have, so we are allow ourselves to heal. And if we allow ourselves to heal, we then choose to sit in a judgment-free place. And when we sit in a judgment-free place, we then are less likely, quote-unquote, to be judged by others. Interesting phenomena.
It was wonderful. It was just such a different take on you know, the way people live their lives. So I'm so grateful. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're absolutely welcome. Yeah. One of the things that I have found, too, with the Akashic Records is that, you know, when you think about every thought, word, and deed being recorded since the beginning of time and beyond, and it's still being recorded every time you think something, do something, or say something, you start living your life a little different because you become very aware of the fact that everything that you say, do, think, or feel has a consequence. It's not necessarily negative consequence. Consequences don't have to be negative, but there's always, it always goes somewhere. It's like words have no erasers.
The universe is responding to every thought,
yes.
Word, and deed, and people forget that.
Right.
Yeah. I can expand on that just a little bit because I had the near-death experience, you know, in 94.
Please do, yes, please do.
My recollection of that is when I was having my life review is you not only get to experience in a very fast, you know, animated but very real way every thought, word, and deed you've ever had since even when you were in the womb, you also experience what everyone else thought and felt as a reaction to every thought, word, and deed you have. You feel what people feel around you. It's like, you know, when you drop the coin or the pebble in the pond and the ripples keep going out. That's what people forget. If they were conscious more of their, particularly their words, they would seldom speak, you know, because of the power of their words and how they impact other people. It is so profound. And the energy never stops, you know. You can't, like you said, erase it. This is why it's so important to be what I call a conscious creator.
Right.
It's so
absolutely
important. Yeah.
Very true. Mm-hmm. Well, great. Thank you, Lori, really, for expanding on that. Is there so we heard from Susie. We heard from Annette. And Annette went home.
Yes.
Lori, did you bring anything forward that you would like to share?
Well, you know, I've been working with what I call the consciousness of the dolphins, and a week ago Saturday, it was June 13th, was a very powerful day. I got a very, very, very powerful message from the dolphins. I could share part of it or all of it. I mean, I don't know. It'd probably take me 2 or 3 minutes to read it, but it's my newest message from them, and it's about how the dolphins feel about humanity at this time in Earth's history.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. So, and I had my records open when I was talking to them, of course. So the dolphins said that they are here to assist humanity in unlocking our key to self-knowledge. It is time for the human to remember the greater self that links us to the interdependent whole. This is represented in each of us through our intuitive voice. The dolphins remind each of us that we have always had this intuitive part of ourselves that allows us to reach out and to connect from our hearts into the quantum field. The dolphins are telling us that the Delphic spirit upon our planet is highly activated now, and it is restless to share with the humans as the humans wake up. It has always been the purpose of the dolphins to establish and nurture the awakening of the human race. It is time for self-awareness to reign upon this great planet. It is time for us to access our higher consciousness and our ability to serve as individualized units of consciousness within the quote-unquote pod mind of humanity through our very own free will. They remind us that our planet is very unique and that there is no other quote-unquote setup quite like ours in the universe, where humans have the ability to use light or darkness based on their own free will decisions. No one can make you do anything. And no one can stop you from becoming self-aware, enlightened, and a powerful representative of your authentic true self. The dolphins as a race are fully enlightened and awakened souls. They have not chosen to go to sleep and awaken from a state of amnesia as the humans have. They have held the space for us for millions of years as conscious breathers and emissaries of the light. It has always been their divine plan to assist us as a race when we begin to awaken in mass numbers. They are holding the vibration of that which we are seeking. They are literally the rainbow bridge we are seeking to make the ascension curve with Mother Earth each day, becoming more and more sentient of our true nature as beings of light. The true rainbow spirit that the dolphins embody is made of all races, all colors and countries, and all species. As each river and waterway ultimately flows into the ocean, so is each human ultimately woven into the rainbow fabric of life through their unique signature. The golden threads within each of us are interwoven into the new pattern of magic and mastery for the human race. So the dolphins are asking the human race one by one to take up the task of creating a universal, worldwide system of human behavior that will stand the test of time. They will ultimately lift humanity into a new realm of life. This is reflective, they tell us, in our governments, educational and medical systems, and in the way we converse with each other and our cultures and societies around the world interact. It is reflective in new ways to plant and harvest healthy organic food, and it is reflective in the art and the music of the world. We are becoming more open to different belief systems and ways of healing and nurturing our spirituality and bodies. The dolphins tell us that these are all outer signs that a global inclusiveness is struggling to be born among us. It is time to be conscious participants as the world of polarity drops away. They tell us it's time to make completion in our lives as individual humans. This perhaps may be, we don't know for sure, the last lifetime, but perhaps for many of us it is. It is time to make peace with your pain and with your past and release it to the divinity within yourself. You are born of two spirits. And that polarity is reflected into our world today. The one spirit within us is fearful. It's arming itself, and it is driven to defend. The other spirit is free, living the abundance of a limitless earth that only reflects the true perfection by the choice to be small of spirit. There is a part of each of us that is male in expression, which is penetrating the surrounding world with the desire and the will to possess. The other is feminine. It is the female part of each being that is yielding to the greater will of life. This is a yielding a womb to bring forth the next generation in every lifetime. And the dolphins are asking us to balance these two halves of ourselves in a harmonic way, being more dolphin-like. The dolphin spirit is alive within each of us and is represented by our being playful and gentle with each other while secretly being powerful and deeply wise. They say that their spirit is revealed to humanity now as they swim peacefully each day with a smile on their face and in their hearts. They have shaped their bodies to fit perfectly into their watery world. And they show us that the way is to not try to force our way to fit into the world, instead adapting ourselves to fit beautifully into the world which we are given. every culture and every tradition on our planet shows, they say, that light is the final heritage. To be enlightened and overcome darkness, we must choose to master the challenges of our dark creations. Dolphins and whales are masters of sound and light, living in a realm of sonic waves that weave beneath the waves. They tell us to look today now to our highest technologies. They remind us that the systems of light from hydroponics to solar power are the way. They remind us that we are also suited to become masters of our light with our eyes and our hands and our brains so closely linked to theirs as conscious breathers. They tell us that if we will choose to accomplish our task of mastering the light and sound within our world, they will meet us every step of the way. Our shared destinies are to create new realms of life and experience here on this beautiful blue-green planet. They ask us to willingly now banish the dark ways that only hurt each other and the planet, and continue to take up the challenge to make better choices in every thought, word, and deed every day, to know yourself, to know your limits, to know your abilities and talents, and also to acquaint yourself with your pure potentiality. The dolphins and whales are giving us their promise to lead us into these new realms of empowerment and what can best be described as the golden age. In choosing to be beings of light, we will redeem ourselves and empower all of humankind to take up their roles as companions of these wonderful cetaceans, souls in the sea.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much, Lori. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
I do want to... I'm sorry?
Oh, I just said thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I just want to give the number out. You know, if you folks are listening and would like to make a comment or ask a question of myself or Lori, or any of the folks that you've listened to tonight, you can call us at 888-260-3070, and that's in the U.S. and Canada, toll-free number. Again, 888-260-3070. And or you can email me a question. My computer is on. And you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Again, info@akashicwisdom.com, just like the show.
I'm
sorry, what were you saying, Lori?
Oh, they were asking me about the radio show, and I was telling them it's BBS Radio.
Yes, it's bbsradio.com, and we're on Station 2, and we're on every Sunday at 11 o'clock Eastern and 8 o'clock Pacific, and it's a live call-in talk show whenever... you know, for whoever is interested in knowing more about their life. In fact, one of our participants, I'd like to send a nice hello out to Misty. She was one of our folks that was online with us, and we would like to say hello. In fact, I'm going to say hello to Rachel and to Ginny and to Leslie. And who am I? And I said Sharon earlier.
Sharon.
And I had Annette. I think I've got everybody. Who did I miss?
Is that everybody? I think so. I don't have the list in front of me, but that feels right. I hope we didn't miss anybody.
Yeah, I would never want to miss any, but I think that's who it was. I think we
Michelle.
Got everybody.
Did we say Michelle? Hi, Michelle.
Oh, Michelle also. And Michelle, absolutely Michelle. So, yeah, I knew that there was maybe one more. So... And so we are going to be doing this again. I think this was a lot of fun, and definitely want to try it again, and go from there. So yeah. So anyway, so talk to me. Let's see. One of the things that was interesting in our workshop was not only the way things came forward, but again, the way everybody just eased into the work, it was, you know, you held the energy for a long time with your records open, and that's very important. You know, it's like building a muscle with this work.
Yeah.
We also did a creativity exercise. Oh, I'm curious, you know, Susie or Nanette, what was your creativity exercise?
Here, Susie's right here.
I actually got the outline to a book, and it's one that I had thought about before. Would you like me to tell you a little about it, or do you want
sure.
to go on to it?
Well, sure.
The name of the book is My Name is Addie. And the premise is you've known me since birth, and I rested for a short time, and then I aided you as a baby because just before you got ready to walk, I made enough things for you so that you could crawl around and have lots of energy. Then I rested, and then again I got to know you as a preteen when you were growing in height and muscle. Then I rested again, and then when you're in your early adulthood, you started doing things that were very strange to me, like overeating and eating things that were not good for your body. Oh, no. You got me more food in there? Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? I'm sent here to assist you, so let me surround myself in any kind of poisons and any other garbage in your system. I'll hold it there for you. Oh, no, here comes some more. What? Oh, now you don't have enough room for me? Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. You know what? There's a little bit of storage there by your organs, so I'm going to smush up against them, and then you'll be able to handle it. Now, oh, what? Some more? Holy cow. Good grief. Okay. Well, I'm sorry, but I really have to go right around your heart, and I have to squish a little bit around your heart. Oh, my gosh, but I got to protect you at all costs because I've known you since birth, and I love you so much. I'm going to give you a little extra soft tissue so you might start that filling out in your skin there. You know what? I really got to have your help now. I know you're just trying so hard, but I got to have your help. Can you just give me a little more activity? Just a little more activity. Okay, that's great. I really love that. Thank you every day for what you do for me. By the way, can we just make a little bit of food choices that are better? Just a little. Only one day. Only today. Maybe the next day, too. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, you know what? You said you loved me, and thank you for doing those things for me. Surely I can release some things now. Okay, it's all right. Yeah, go ahead and release those, too. Okay, we don't need that poison, so I'm going to release that, too. And by the way, my name is Addie, Adipose Tissue, and I've known you all your life, and I'm here to protect you.
Wow.
So there you go, a little book.
Cool.
That's very sweet. And that all came from this afternoon?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I had a similar idea before, but this one, it just all kind of came in today.
It's just kind of downloaded, right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. That's great. Very good. Nanette, did you have anything?
I'm not sure I can follow that one. Yeah, you can. I went for a business plan for my healing business. So basically, I got a little bit of information. They suggested I call on Source and for energy and practice, and build my confidence and call to the universe to bring those in need that have an exchange of energy. It could be money or any other exchange. And they suggested I organize my time. The folks don't know, but I work nights, and so my days are kind of flipped. So they wanted me to start planning ahead to say, okay, this time I'm going to set aside, and this is going to be my time for clients, and kind of make it like a daily thing. As we were talking about before, you know, mm-hmm. You set it up. Time management. Score. It's like a touchdown on that.
Yeah. That's right. Absolutely.
So that's as far as I got, but that was a lot. Good start.
And you have to understand is the exercise itself was please assist me in creating, and then you filled in the blanks.
Right.
What I will tell you also is that the master's teachers and loved ones can also help you create a marketing plan.
Woohoo!
And the coaching that I do is majority. I mean, I do individual coaching, but I help people with in business through the Akashic Records, and we create marketing plans as well as we move into help them with employees or just to create a business that they've never had before, or the ones that are already up and running and they need some help, or even for people who have had their business for a long time and have somehow lost their joy. So that's all available through the Akashic Records and to help people literally feel better in their skin. So you can use the Akashic Record energy in any area of your life that you want, and hopefully yesterday and today, you folks got a pretty good idea of the expansiveness of what you can do with it. And your next level is level two, where you learn how to access the records of other people, the land, and animals. And that should be a lot of fun, too. You know, and Laurie and I are talking about me coming in fall. I don't have a lot of windows there. It'd probably be just probably almost 1 week unless we do it in November. But that might, we'll have to look and see how that works. Yeah, what do you think, Laurie?
I think that we should look at the end of September, and then, you know, within a week, I think we can make an actual announcement.
That sounds great. We certainly can.
And we can talk to a few more folks and then see what their, you know, what their schedules look like. And I think the sooner we lock in the dates, the better.
I'm ready.
Sounds good to me.
Nanette's ready.
Well, one of the criteria of working in, for a level two is when you is by working with, you know, you want to learn how to create a relationship with the master teachers and loved ones, and work with the records for at least 30 days. And so by doing this in September, that would really definitely work. So that's great.
Yeah.
Well, what else? We're almost done with the show here tonight. It was great to have you folks on. What more would you, any closing comments?
Well, I think it's just really amazing that all this progress takes place in 10 hours. That just blows me away every time.
Yeah,
five
it's pretty,
hours,
pretty, it's pretty
workshop,
cool.
Workshop, guys, and, you know, I mean, your life changes. I mean, that's a minimum commitment, don't you think, to... I mean, I don't even know how they do it so fast, but they do it. So
I totally agree.
Well, that's because the master's teachers and loved ones start working with somebody as soon as they make a commitment to take the class.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And I'm just blown away by reframing questions so that they work to a way that you can be answered.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that's part of what that's again important work because what Susie's talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is that when you work with the Akashic Records. Oh, you caught me in a yawn again. Sorry, it's just been a long day. I'm so sorry. The whole idea here is that it's about the more specific the question, the better the answer. And so that's what you want to, that's why when we reframe the questions, it really helps. And asking the question in more than one way also gets you a whole variety of different, not variety, different answers, but
mm-hmm.
different outlook.
Yes.
You know, different concepts or different takes on
mm-hmm.
it. So that can be very interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's in the way you phrase the questions is how powerful the flow is returned, the energy and the questions are answered. So there's a whole process that you learn about how to ask the questions. It's like I said earlier, like how to navigate through the library. You know, you got to have a tour, and then pretty soon you know your way around.
Yeah. That's right. Absolutely. Well, this is a tool that you will have for the rest of your life that will really help you in all areas of life, whatever you want to do. And you got to know that I'm a phone call away. Okay, what happened? What are you guys laughing at?
We're just saying thank you so much.
Thank you, thank you. Life-altering.
Life-altering.
Yeah.
Yep. And Puda says it's a pause-on adventure.
Absolutely. Well, again, thank you folks so much for being on board. And my telephone number, if somebody wants to contact me personally, they can call me at 216-691-1233. And Laurie, give your telephone number again.
It's 619-271-9461. And you know what? I want to say again on the air, very, very, very special, heartfelt gratitude to our friend Sharon for pushing me to make this possible and now to bring it into the Akashic Records with Donna today. This video conferencing is quite magnificent, and we are in your gratitude, Sharon.
Absolutely. I really did owe that, and she just did a wonderful job, and Thank God she was so knowledgeable. I never would have been able to figure out some of that
stuff. Yeah, I don't think we could have done it without her.
No.
And Tuda is thrilled that we have this new tool for her work as well. So it's amazing what technology has provided for us and you know, the breakthroughs that are coming. And it made the whole thing possible without anybody having to really travel, you know.
Right. Absolutely. And they saved money on the workshop on top of it, and that was good,
they
too.
They did. So. See, it was a win-win.
Yes, it
and
was.
And there was a free meeting in there, too, so.
Would you say?
And they're commenting on the power of the consultation with you, Donna. If you've never had an Akashic Record consultation with Donna Fox, folks, you're missing out. You really need to give yourself that gift.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well,
yes.
It's been a wonderful show. Thank you so much for participating, and not only on the show, but for giving your all and your focus and opening your hearts to yourself today. That's what's really going on, and it's really important that you acknowledge and thank you, thank yourselves, thank your personality, your higher self, your inner being, and all your masters, teachers, and loved ones for all your wonderful help. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry that someone didn't call in, but you know, next time you can certainly call in. We'll be here next weekend, and happy solstice. Are you doing a solstice thing, though, in California, aren't you, Laura?
On Tuesday. We're having a wonderful ceremony here, and lots of people coming, and we're going to be opening to the superhighway of light that comes to the planet, and, you know, communing with all of those wonderful energies and doing what we call a global water blessing.
There you go. Okay, so if anybody would like to participate with that, they can certainly get a hold of Lori and go from there. And
absolutely.
What I'm also hearing from the records is that if you want to participate with Lori in the water blessing, you can do it remotely.
Yes.
And the way what I'm hearing and receiving is the way you do it remotely is by having a beaker, a bowl, or some type of water. You don't have to. You have to go to an ocean. You don't even have to be near a lake. But
no.
You just need to get some tap water, and you need to be able to just kind of sync up your timing, so that depending on what time zone you're in, that you can just literally hold the bowl of water to your heart, and be in the same energy field, if you will, as what's going to be happening in California. Is that correct, Lori?
That is correct. You know, and there are people also all over the world. You can, of course, energetically. The solstice is one of the most important dates of the year for us to gather spiritually and, you know, in our hearts. So if you want to align with us at 7:30 p.m. Pacific time, we should be well into our ceremony or opening what we call sacred space, and there'll be, you know, various people participating. But, you know, to change the consciousness of even a glass of water, folks, changes the consciousness of the water within your very body. And we are water. And when we do that, we connect with the other waterways and the water beings in the world. Water, to bless the water is one of the fastest ways for us to achieve, I believe, unity consciousness, and to literally raise the crystalline structure and vibration of the water within everything. But, you know, it starts right there in your own body with the water within you, loving yourself enough to do that and knowing that you make a difference.
And the other thing that's important, too, and that's a very important statement, but the other thing that's important, too, is that what we need to realize as human beings is there's no new water being formed. All the water we have on the planet today is the result of what in the water that was in the beginning, that this water is constantly being recycled, whether it's in the oceans or the rain. It's not like it's new water. It's the same water that has been with us for eons. And when we shift the molecules and when we shift the energy of the water, we actually help to heal the planet, and we actually help to heal not just our bodies, but the bodies of others as they also ingest that water. So that's real important for us to really grasp.
Yes. Water is never recycled. It's only stored and, you know, changed in its vibration, molecular structure, and And what we found is the best way is literally to start with your very own water, the water in your home and the water in your body, and then
right.
you know, gradually reach out and connect that vibration, which is a higher vibration, to the waterways, the water workers, rivers, streams, you know, oceans. And this is how we interconnect.
Absolutely. Well, it's time for us to go.
Okay.
Again, thank you, Susie. Oh, and Susie does some wonderful... Wait, before we go, we've got to tell people about what Susie does.
Yeah.
Susie, you've got to tell people really quickly what you do. And you know, I don't know what you do, Nanette, but I know what Susie does. So,
okay.
Nanette, Susie, tell people about your biofeedback information and what you offer people.
Okay. I use a medical device with great quantum technology called an EPFX SCIO machine. What we do is we send radio frequencies through your body, and where your body meets those radio frequencies tells us where you have imbalances in your body. And all imbalances are pretty much what causes most of disease or stress, if you would like to call it that. And so the machine works with a small electrical type of charge to correct those imbalances in your body. We have 39 panels in there that include... vitamins, minerals, all kinds of nutritional things, spinal, and a lot of classic biofeedback as well. But it's definitely quantum technology, very wonderful. Get your body kind of back into good health. So we're looking to balance your body and keep it there.
And you do remote sessions for people, is that correct?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. We
so
can do it either
give your website and your phone number.
Best way to reach me is 760-298-0149. Again, that's 760-298-0149. And my website is www.lemontreeinc.com. And the lemon has two M's.
Okay, great. And Nanette, do you do any healing work? People?
I don't do anything currently. I have in the past done energy work and Reiki. I'm a Reiki master, so I'm working on increasing my skills there, more energy work, and with the Akashic Records now, I can open them and ask what I can do to help, what I can do to best help the person in front of me. So I know this is going to be a good tool for me.
Absolutely. Okay, well, now we are complete. All right. So we want to thank everyone who has been listening. We want to thank our very special guests and the ladies who are at the workshop to make it all possible, and Sharon as well. And so we're going to say, I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show on bbsradio.com by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you'd all join me in saying amen.
Amen.
Amen, and so it is. Have a miracle-filled week, everyone. And we'll be right back here at the same time, same station, on bbsradio.com. This is Donna Fox saying good night.